If City Council grants a rezoning application on Monday, 70 of the 230 residential units proposed at 22 McDonald Avenue will be considered affordable housing. The applicant has indicated that 30% of all rental units will be rented at or below $900, which is below the average market rents for 1 to 3 bedroom units, says Jonathan Kirkle from the city's planning department, which is recommending acceptance of the application. No bachelor units are being proposed for this development, Kirkle says in a report prepared for Monday's City Council meeting. This equates to 70 out of the 230 dwelling units being affordable. Further, these units will need to comply with affordability requirements for a 20-year period. Therefore, this proposal is supported by the official plan's policies. The application from property owner Bellex Corp. Joe Ruscio calls for 2 9-story buildings on the former Sioux Collegiate Institute sports fields at the corner of McDonald and Gladstone. The subject property is located within the boundaries of the Great Northern Road Strategic Development Area, Kirkle says. Official plan policies support greater residential density due to the site's planned role in accommodating a significant portion of the city's growth through intensification. The property benefits from access to a well-connected street network, proximity to arterial roads, and a 6-minute walk to the Great Northern Road Transit Route bus stop, all of which are key to supporting higher density. At present, no transit route extends to the subject property as neither Gladstone nor McDonald are serviced. However, transit staff have been involved in the development of this proposal and will consider extending a transit route to better service this area. This will be further reviewed through the City Transit Optimization Study currently taking place. In 2019, developers Joe and Dave Ruscio and John Martella proposed putting a 12-story, 90-unit building on the site. That attracted opposition from neighbors. Ruscio and Martella subsequently scaled back their proposal to an 8-story building with 65 units. That building was approved, but it never materialized. Last year, SALDAN President Sam Biasucci got involved and developed the revised proposal that will be presented to city councilors on Monday. It calls for 2 T-shaped residential rental buildings, described as a comfortable age-at-home community. That, Kirkle says, refers to residential developments that are designed to support aging in place, allowing older adults to live independently and comfortably for as long as possible. Social infrastructure in the form of amenity space and accessibility design features form part of the proposal. A 4-story amenity building for residents will connect the 2 buildings. In addition to every dwelling unit having its own balcony, communal outdoor amenity spaces, including a picnic and playground area, basketball court, and other recreational areas, will be located towards the west of the property. Landscaping features, such as trees, will be incorporated throughout the site. There will also be rooftop amenity spaces. Driveways and pedestrian pathways will be located on both Gladstone and McDonald Avenues. Main entrances into the buildings will be located on the south side of the buildings facing McDonald. Paribus services, parcel deliveries, passenger pickups and drop-offs, and visitors would use the main entrances. A vehicle roundabout towards the west of the parking area will enable larger vehicles, including a Paribus, to easily maneuver out of the parking area, Kirkle says. One neighbor who dislikes the proposal is Lyndon Pond, a former teacher at Central Algoma Secondary School. This development will potentially double the population of our neighborhood and therefore drastically increase the traffic on McDonald and Gladstone Avenue, Pond says in an email to the city. Our neighborhood is more than a century old, dominated by 2 to 3 story older single-family homes. Some of the finest historic buildings in the city are located on Lansdowne, Boren, and Summit Avenues. Putting 2 modernist high-rise buildings in our midst is not sensitive to the character of the area. The recent 5-story SALDAN building at 110 Pym Street does show sensitivity to the surrounding century homes on Pym, Church, and Herrick Streets and is in character to the area. A structure such as 110 Pym would be far more compatible and acceptable to many of us living in this area. Pond also expressed concern about soil conditions on the property, including underground springs and a year-round stream. On that point, she drew from her own memories at Cass. I will end with a cautionary story of my own about Central Algoma Secondary School, where I happily taught art for many years. The two-story building is an architectural marvel built on a steep scenic hillside of clay overlooking the channel. In 2006, serious structural issues developed. Cracks between walls and ceilings, uneven floors, etc. In 2008, 21 new piles had to be driven down 70 feet as the existing piles had loosened partly due to tree roots drying out the clay. The building was then jacked up and leveled. The cost was astronomical. Who then will foot the bill if the proposed twin towers develop structural issues? Pond asks. Monday's city council meeting will be live streamed on Sue Today starting at 5 p.m.